Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, we're still having a bit of trouble with Tina this evening. Tina has tried three or four times now to connect. For some reason, it's not stabilizing. So I have seen Tina in the studio, and then it just mysteriously disconnects for some reason. I don't know what's causing that, but it could be a Blog Talk issue, unfortunately. So we're going to try and get to you. We'll play a piece of music for you, just to edge us in and give you something to listen to. Okay, we're going to make it Friday. No, okay. For some strange reason. Okay. Tina did actually, you know, I stopped the music because Tina was there. And then just when we decided that we were going to try, it kicked out again. So there's something strange going on. I don't really know what that is, but, sorry? No, you don't. Okay, we're going to give it a shot then. Hello. Tina, can you hear me? Yeah? Okay. Tina is in the studio, but we're not hearing anything at all. Okay. Alright, so that's dropped. It's dropped. So, as you can see, we are having some difficulties here. Okay. I know that my microphone's working because we have screen people already, so we'll try again. We'll keep trying.
Hello.
Ah, we have lift off. Hi, Tina.
Hi. I was going to start swearing. It's good when you can give it a bit of harsh language and it works.
Well, I don't know, because we've had some problems the past couple of nights with the earth, so there's something at their end going on again. I think they're fiddling around in the background there, but we never get to know what's going on. They never tell us.
They need to bloody sort themselves out, man. I'm telling you.
I know, I'll tell you. Well, this is it, exactly, because, you know, as you say, if they're going to do things in the background, they need to be telling people. Okay. Right. Let's see where we're going. Veronica.
Good evening, Veronica.
Thank you for doing the show. Thank you, Ken. All right. Anything's possible at the show. I have a few questions. I just want to let you know again that the things that I spoke with you 4 weeks ago came out true. Thank you, violating it. You don't need violation because you always are accurate. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you for that. I'm one person doing multiple things of helping people. I have a question. This is a few. So there's a family member that they put him on suspension, and he's been with the company for 46 years. Is he getting fired, or is he just being suspended and back to the job? That's a very important question.
Right, senior. Okay. Say that again. Say that again, Veronica, but very, very slowly. Say that again.
So question is, a family member has got his employer suspended him. Is he going to have his job back? He's been with the company for 46 years. It was a confusion of two personalities.
Right, okay. So is he going to get his job back?
Yeah. This is a senior person, a extremely old person that's still working.
I'm being told yes, because I think what he's being suspended for, Veronica, was nothing to do with him. Would that make sense?
Okay, that's good. I believe. Yes, makes sense. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, because I do believe he will get his job back, darling, because I do believe that what he's been suspended for was nothing to do with him. It was something to do with someone else, but somebody is blaming him for something that he didn't do. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Got it.
Okay. Okay, because this is what I'm getting. Okay, this is what I've been told. Okay. Is there anything else that Veronica needs to know?
Another question.
Say that again.
May I ask you another question, please?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to make it quick, and then not being rude to you. Never, because you're an accurate, and not only an accurate, right on kindness of a heart.
Right, okay.
Because I'm pretty picky. Can you just can you analyze this for me? There's this man I talk to quite a bit, quite often a week. I don't know how many times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he does it. I'm not sure if he does it because he feels sorry for me, or because he likes me as well, or what is the reason?
I think he likes me. I think he likes you, to be honest, because I've you've got to look for the signs. Okay, you've got to look for the signs. I'm being told to look for the signs, Veronica. Okay. I want you to know, yes, he does like you, but I've got a feeling he's like, with some men, Veronica, they're a bit, sometimes they feel awkward about how they feel about somebody, or they feel awkward about how they're going to tell somebody how they feel, okay? This is what I'm getting, sweetheart. This is exactly what I'm getting. You've got to try and come to this way, this man's way of thinking. Okay, would you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh.
Okay, because I've been told to tell you to look for a sign. Look for the signs. Okay. You've got to look for the signs that he likes you. Okay.
Thank you.
Because you can maybe expect to see signs straight away. Okay. I don't know whether you're seeing the signs or not, but I'm being told to tell you that you were expected to see the signs straight away that he likes you. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're noticing these signs that he likes you, Veronica, okay? But I do feel as though he's putting some sort of effort into making these signs obvious. Would that make sense at all to you?
Yes, big time.
Would you understand he's been a bit flirtatious?
Yes, big time.
Okay. Well, these are all signs, sweetheart. Okay, these are all signs that he likes you, all right? Mm. These are all signs that he's liking you, and he wants to make the signs know before he actually comes out to see how receptive you are to these signs, okay? You need to be, I think what it is, sweetheart, you need to be a bit more receptive to the signs before he actually comes out and tells you that he likes you, okay? Because I don't feel as though you're being, like, receptive to the signs that's coming from him. Would that make sense?
True.
Okay. You need to be a bit more receptive, sweetheart. Okay, you need to be a bit more receptive. All right, sweetheart. They want you to know that... He wants you to know that you're being receptive to these signs, darling. Okay, this is why... I'm being told to tell you to look for the signs, darling, okay?
Yes, that's nice. So I guess he's stepping it up with more signs.
Yeah. I should imagine he will do, but you need to start being a bit more receptive to them signs. Would that make sense to you? You need to acknowledge the signs that he's sending you. Okay. You need to acknowledge the signs that he's sending you, sweetheart, because he's testing the boundaries, sort of to say. Would you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. He is testing the boundaries, sort of, you'd like to say that he's testing the boundaries with you. Okay. He's sort of like testing the boundaries with you, sweetheart. You need to be a bit more receptive to these signs, okay? It's unlikely that he's going to give up on you, okay? It's unlikely that he's going to give up on you because he doesn't want to, because I've got a feeling that he does actually like you a lot, okay? So I think in some sort of a way you're being a bit nervous around him. Would that make sense?
100%. You got it right, ma'am. This is making me blush. Thank you.
Okay,
cool.
No problem. Speak to you soon.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. We worked it. We got it. We did it. That's the first one. Okay. One down, 10 to go. Okay. Trust me, it's getting that way. Our call cuties already stands at 11 people. So we better get a move on. Okay, let's see where we're going. Queen.
Good evening, my lady. Or should I say my queen?
Whatever feels good to you, my lady. Happy 222.
It's my queen. Happy 222.
How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Yes. I too am good. I am amazing. And I just wanted to say the other day when I spoke with you, you said something about tables, and it triggered something that maybe there will be a show coming up that I will do. So I just wanted to validate that for you.
Right. Thank you very much, my queen. And how can I help you today?
Whatever you see for me, and I will ask the question if need be.
Okay. So what does the angels need queen to know today? I do feel as though as I'm connecting to you, my queen, I do feel as though you are actually in awe with something, you're happy with something, or you're feeling elated with something. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because I can tell it in your voice that you're elated with something, because I do feel as though things are starting to move on with you. And I'm understanding what I'm being told, that there will be something coming up for you, okay? I do feel as though there will be a show coming up for you, and I do feel as though this is going to be a show that is going to be, I'd say it's perfect. I'd say it's going to be perfect, okay? Okay, this is going to be perfect, this show for you, because it's something that you've always wanted. It's something that people are around you, okay? Some people are around you that's looking to bring the new age forward, I'd say. Okay, you also have got to look for the signs of this. Okay, you also have got to look for the signs of this. I'm being told there's some signs that you're seeing as well that are around you that you're feeling more confident with. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You've got to get more info. Try and get yourself some more information. Okay, you've got to get some more information into yourself to see what exactly is the signs that they're giving you. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, I'm open to receiving more information. I accept.
Okay. I've been told to tell you, you've got to approach the topic with more knowledge. Okay, there's some knowledge that that you need to approach the topic with as well. There's something that you're asking. Okay, there's something I'm feeling that you're asking that needs some more knowledge on the topic that you're asking about. Would that make sense as well?
That would make sense. And what's coming to me is publishing. That's what I'm going to put there, publishing, getting a publisher.
Right, okay. Okay, so that's where you need the more information. I do honestly feel though, if there's friends and family, okay, if there's friendly family in you, around you, who's got a bit of more insight into the topic that you're asking about, would that make sense as well, that you need to ask them about it?
That makes sense.
Okay. Okay, you might need to do some research into which is going to be the best publisher for you as well. Okay, you're going to have to do some research in which is the best publisher for you, because this is what I'm being told. Don't just go with the first one that you see. You've got to look around and look at the reviews on the publishers that you're wanting to choose. Would that make sense?
That makes sense, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to do this.
I can see this happening within the next few months, okay? See this happening in the next few months, because I do feel about why you're asking about being published and your book that you're publishing. I do feel as though you're asking about it, when will it happen? Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
That makes sense.
The divine is actually working with you. Okay, the divine is actually working with you as well. It's just got to be perfect timing for the divine to bring this publisher forward. Okay.
Of course. Yes.
You don't want to let it intervene with your free will choices either. Okay. Don't let it intervene with your free will choices as well. You've got to keep the faith of all, so all the pieces of the puzzle will come together for you. Would that make sense?
Yes, of course.
Okay. But I do feel it's going to be within the next few months that you're going to be getting this, okay? You'll be going to be getting this publishing going. And I've been told to tell you not to stop, okay? It's not the you don't give up. Don't give up. If you see one review and then you look at another and then you kind of put the two together, okay, you put the two together. You need to start and don't stop looking around for different publishers as well. But this is what I'm being told to tell you as well, okay? You've got to continue to move in the direction of where you want to be, okay, with your dreams, which is obviously your dream is to get this book published. Would that make sense?
That makes sense. And I just want to say that the author... J.K. Rowling, the one who did, I can't think of the name, but she,
yeah,
in her story, she said, you know, how many times she got rejected before she, and that's just a good reminder, before
yeah.
she finally got, you know.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And when you get this publisher, you're always reminded to stand your ground. Okay, you've got to stand your ground with this publisher as well. Okay, but it's not just standing your ground with the publishers, it's standing your ground with the people that want you to do the shows as well. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. I'm being told to tell you to follow your head and not your heart. Okay, would that make any sort of sense to you? Because I do feel in some sort of aspects with your, with yourself, you tend to follow your heart more than you do your head. Would that make sense?
In some situations, yes. I can go both ways, but
okay.
I'll work on that.
Okay. Well, I'm being told to tell you to follow your head, not your heart. Okay, with this, with the publishing and with the shows, don't go what's within your heart, go what's within your head as well, okay? Because I'm being told to tell you that sometimes things that you say in your heart and come out that's from your heart isn't necessarily what people are needing to hear. It's what's in your head that they're needing to hear. Would that make sense with you?
I'll have to look deeper into that.
Yeah.
Think about it more. Yes.
Yeah. You need to look into yourself and don't be worried, okay? And don't be worried. Don't worry about anything because the angels are picking up that you're feeling a little bit concerned or feeling a little bit worried about that. Would that make sense?
Yes, old patterns,
yeah.
But I'm getting rid of them. I'm getting
yeah.
rid of them. I'm letting them go.
Yeah. You've got to visualize yourself looking into the future and visualizing success, basically. This is what I'm being told
yeah.
to tell you. You've got to look into the future and visualize success around all yourself and around the people who are going to be buying your book, should we say, visualizing success around the people, because the words that are in your book are going to touch the hearts of many, okay, and touch the minds of many. And I honestly do feel that that's going to work, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Okay, Queen, have you Have you tried a thing called Wattpad?
What's it called?
It's called Wattpad, W-I-T-T, pad, yeah? It's just what?
Never heard of it.
W-I-T-T, pad, Wattpad it's called, yeah? And they have publishers there online, yeah? So that the books online there that you can actually read. It's just like people go there and you can read amateur stories that people have written. And it'll ask you when you sign up whether you are interested in reading and writing or both.
Thank you. I will look into that. I wrote it down. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah. Have a look at it. It's very interesting, yeah.
I will do that shortly, today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Queen. Yeah, it's a very interesting site, that one. I've found it the past couple of days. There's some very interesting stories on there, you know, amateur writers, but they're amazing stories. They really are. Okay, let's see where we're going. Melissa.
Hi there.
Good evening, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Pretty good, thank you. My question is, I'm going to start a new job pretty soon. I've had many other jobs, and I've had many hardships. And I'm wondering what you see with this new job.
Okay. Let me have a look.
Okay.
Okay, Melissa, I've been told you to not worry about anything, okay?
Okay.
Don't worry about what's going on around you. Don't worry about the job, okay? But there's a question you're also asking yourself as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Right, okay, because I'm getting a question as well at the same time. Okay. And I will say the answer to that question that you're thinking about is no. Okay. I don't know what sort of a question it is. Okay. But with that, I'm getting no need to worry as well. Would you understand why the question is saying no when there's no need to worry to come out both together?
I've been doing a lot of positive affirmations and prayers. Maybe they're telling me not to worry there.
Okay. 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 You need to, with this question that the angels have told you no, okay, you need to gather more information with it. Well, do you understand why you're being told that?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay, because it's saying that you need to gather more information. I don't know what question that you've got the answer no to, sweetheart. It might be a number of questions that you've been asking. Okay.
Yes.
But I've been told to tell you no, but you need to gather before you actually answer properly yes to this question, you need to gather information about what question you're asking. Would you understand where I'm coming from?
I'm not quite sure. I mean, I got hired. I'm going to start soon. And I'm just worried about the training process, if I'm going to be okay during that process there.
Right. That's probably what you're going to get. This is why you've got no need to worry to come out together. Okay.
Okay.
This is quite a confusing one, to be honest. This is quite confusing for me. Okay. Would you understand that you get nervous about communicating as well?
Yes, very much. I have high anxiety and communication is not that very
good. Okay. Would you understand if I said to you that you've got to communicate clearly? Would you understand what I'm saying, why I'm saying that?
Yeah,
okay.
I gotta work on that.
Yeah. Clear communication is a key to good things for you. Okay. I do feel your anxiety and I do feel your anxiousness as well. And I do feel as though you're a very nervous person as well. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Very much so.
And when it comes to communication, you're not very clear on communication.
True.
Okay. You've got to, don't assume that others are, understand what you want or what you need from them. Okay.
Okay.
You've got to make it clear what you want and what you need from them. This is what it's saying. Okay.
Okay.
In person, I don't know if it's person to person, maybe one-to-one discussions might be preferable for you. Okay.
Yes.
Instead of, like, speaking in front of a big crowd, okay, saying, like, just saying, well, can I discuss it one-to-one? Do you know what I mean? Show them mm-hmm. that you do get nervous and show them that you do get anxious, okay? This is one of the things that you need to be stimulating up front with this job that you've got. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't...
Do you see the job being long-term?
Do I see the job being long-term?
Yes.
I do feel as though I see the job being long-term, but I do feel as though there could be something else in the near future for you as well.
Really?
Okay. Okay. I do see it. I do feel as though you'll settle, but maybe in the near future you might rise upon the ranks. This is what I'm getting. I'm getting in the near future for you. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though it could be you might rise upon the ranks as soon as you settled down and got into the aspects of the job and what you want to be doing basically in the job. Would you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is what I'm getting, sweetheart, all right?
Okay.
I do feel as though you don't need to worry about anything, okay? I do feel as though you don't need to worry about anything, darling. I do feel as though they'll take you at face value, basically, okay? I will say they'll take you at face value, okay? It's a case of what you see is what you get with you. Would that make sense?
Yeah, right.
Okay. I do feel as though this is what it's going to be. They are going to take you at face value, sweetheart. Okay. I want you to know that, and I don't want you to get upset at any little thing, because I don't know why, but I'm getting the feeling that you get upset easy as well. If somebody says something wrong to you, you take it to heart. Would that make sense?
Yes, very much so. I get very with the word, I just lack confidence in myself, and when somebody says something, I take it face value.
Yeah, yeah, this is what I'm getting. But you like people to take you at face value, okay? It's like you're looking at me, this is what you get, and this is what you see, okay? This
mm-hmm.
is what I'm getting from you. I do feel in time you can be a very positive person about yourself. I do feel as though... if you start to love yourself a lot more, okay, because I don't feel as though don't take this wrong with what I'm going to say to you, sweetheart,
mm-hmm.
okay. I feel as though you're one of these people who doesn't exactly appreciate what's on inside of you. Would that make sense?
Right.
Okay. So I'm wishing you good luck with the job, sweetheart. And
Thank you so much.
Hope everything does work out for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have
Thank
a great one.
Thank you very much. Thank
okay.
you, Melissa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa. Okay. All right. Where are we? Cindy.
Good evening.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. How are you
Hi.
Doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. I have a different Bluetooth on, so I didn't know if you had a good signal.
Okay.
I would really just like some, I don't know, maybe some insight from loved ones in spirit or somebody, if there's anyone coming through for me with any messages and on how to move
right.
forward. seems like everything sucks right now. I'm sitting still, and I'm just going in circles, chasing my tail, trying to get things moving.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, like the move, you know, the whole thing, the finances, you know, my business. I'd like to make a residence in our area, you know.
Okay.
Relate anything that they see moving forward or, you know, advice on how to get things moving.
Right, okay.
So, decide on what's coming.
Okay. There's a question that you've been asking. Okay, there's a question that you've been asking. Would that make sense?
A lot of questions. Yeah.
Okay. I've got, you've been asked about this, if the situation will improve around you. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's definitely one of them.
The answer to your question is going to be yes, it will improve. Okay, the answer will be yes, and it is going to improve. The situation is going to be improving, okay? I do feel as though this is going to be, I would say, I'm feeling maybe within the next few weeks, the situation will improve, okay? Things are difficult for you right now, okay, Cindy. Things are very difficult for you right now, okay? It's going to take some time for the situation to improve with you, sweetheart, okay? Where I do feel as though when the situation starts to improve, Cindy, there's going to be some hard work ahead of you. Okay, which I know you're not concerned about. I know you're not concerned about hard work, darling. Okay. But I do feel as though when this situation starts improving, you're going to be wondering why you thought about giving up. Would that make sense?
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Okay. There is some things that you need to reconsider. Okay, there's some things that I feel as though you've jumped in with both feet that you do need to reconsider. I do feel as though there's some sort of reconsideration into some sort of things that you've been thinking about. Would that make sense?
Not really. I'm not sure what that would be.
Okay, because I'm getting reconsider. Okay. And you've got to be very, very, you've got to be patient, sweetheart, which is like very, very hard to do. Okay. There's still hope for you in the future. All right, darling. And you're not to give up. Okay. You've got to take it to work towards a partnership where both parties are going to be fulfilled and happy in the future. Okay. I don't know whether you're still looking around for partners. All right, my darling. But I do feel as though this is going to happen within the next few months. I'm getting the next few months, okay? All you've got to do is just have some patience and a little patience and wait a little while, okay? Would that make sense to you?
I have not even looking anymore. I've just kind of moved it forward by myself because I'm, you know, I can't depend on other people, on them to get around and make a move.
Yeah, because Spirit are working with you, darling. Okay, Spirit are working with you, but it's going to take them some time to get the pieces to fall into place properly for you. Okay? There's some things that they're working on that they want to get the pieces to fall into place for you, sweetheart, okay? But be rest assured that the situation's going to improve, okay, for you. There's some thoughts that you need to reconsider. I don't know what sort of thoughts that they are that you need to reconsider, okay. Have you been thinking about a lot just lately?
No, I mean, other than just trying to find a way to move things forward so I can move out of this area where it's, you know, more conducive to my work.
Right, okay.
A dead zone I'm in.
Is there an element of a plan that you're looking at that you're not too sure about?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. It might come to me later.
Basically, there's some plans that you've been thinking about. There's an element of a plan that you need to reconsider, or there's something about some part of the project that you need to reconsider about. There's a project or a plan that's in place for yourself. Would that make sense?
Not off the top of my head. Like I said, it might come to me if you're talking about later, but right now I can't think of what that
right,
would be.
Okay. Okay.
Nothing coming to mind right away.
Right, okay. Have you got trusted friends around you? Do you have friends that you can trust around yourself?
Nope.
Right.
Pretty much a limited people that backstabbing that I couldn't trust, and I just kind of say to myself, but I live in a very remote area, so.
Right,
you know,
okay.
Just to go around here to get out.
Right, okay. Because you need to ask the angels for some guidance as well. Okay, ask the angels for some guidance. I know you have been doing because this is what they're saying, but you need to ask them for some more guidance, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much,
all
darling.
Right.
Thank you, Cindy. Right, okay. We've got a very full call here, and we're running late. So we're going to take a break, otherwise if we don't take one now, it's going to be hard work for Tina. Okay. Right. Judging by the size of the clock here then, ladies and gents, we may need to take another break there later on, because we have got a very large clock here this evening. I'm looking at still, even though we've done three calls already, I'm looking at still 10 people in the call queue. So that's 13 callers we've had thus far. Okay, right. So we're going to get on with it. Got to bring Tina back. And our next call will be with Kathleen. So I'm scrolling up and down rapidly. Okay. So that's Tina's microphone open. Let me just open Kathleen.
Good evening, Kathleen.
Good evening. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. And yourself?
Well, the temperature dropped about 10 degrees Fahrenheit, which in Celsius, I can't even imagine, negative something. So the last winter. I'm staying warm inside with the last winter blast, I hope.
Oh, we've been getting windstorms like there's no tomorrow over here.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's down like Ken's area, but it's been really bad up here. Really bad.
Wow.
Yeah, so how can I help you, Kathleen?
I would like to hear from my grandfather, if he's around, or anyone else that popped in from Spirit.
Right, okay. You've still got two ladies around you. Okay, you've still got two ladies around you.
Yeah.
And there is a gentleman in the background, but he wants to let the ladies have their say first.
Oh.
Would that make sense?
Okay.
He seems like
of
a right
course.
Gentleman. Seems like a right gentleman, to be honest.
Yes.
Okay. They want you to know that there's something, there's something that's needing forgiving with yourself. Would you understand some sort of forgiveness that's needed?
Yeah, not one thing, but I guess you always do, but yeah.
Right, okay, because I'm getting forgiveness. Okay,
right.
I don't know why, but I'm getting forgiveness. I feel as though it's something to do with the past that you need to forgive. I feel as though there's some part of your past that's still living inside of you that you need to forgive. Would that make sense at all to you?
Yeah, I guess in general of decisions you made or, you know, ex-boyfriends you had or things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because this lady's giving me, you've got to forgive something or someone. Okay, I don't know what it is. Okay, don't know what it is. You've got to ask your angels to let go of any sadness that still resides within inside of you.
Okay.
Would that make sense?
Yeah, I feel it right now. I wasn't sad a minute ago and it came up.
You need to refer to a lot of self-forgiveness, they're saying to me. There's some sort of... There's something been sitting in the back of your mind that's something about self-forgiveness. Well, do you understand why they're saying that?
No.
Right, okay, because that's strange. Okay, that's strange.
But
really.
There's always, could be something from childhood, you know, you're not even conscious of it, so.
Maybe.
When you're a little girl, you blame yourself for something, but that was never your...
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah. Okay. Would you understand that you're looking for a peaceful sense of security?
Yes.
Okay. The angels and these people that are around you are wanting you to know that you are going to get that peaceful sense of security around you. Okay. They want you to also know that you're worried about something or someone at this precise minute, and you've not need to worry because it's going to be okay, or the person's going to be okay? Would you understand that?
I have an idea, yeah.
Okay. They're telling me as well, these are the angels, not the people around you. The angels are saying that you're seeking to manifest new ideas or another, get a bit few more, a larger circle of friends. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, because this is what they're saying to me.
I don't think it's where I am, but I think it could be in a new location.
Right, okay. Okay. Do feel as though there's going to be romance coming your way. Okay. I do honestly feel there's a romance coming your way. There's going to be one entering your life soon. There's going to be, because I feel as though you've been thinking about romance as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because I feel as though these ladies have been looking for romance for you, and I do feel as though they have found someone that you're going to meet.
Oh, cute.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I
you've
just,
got
when
to,
somebody
you've got
me
to,
that, when somebody
got,
tells me that, I just feel like I'll miss it. You know, I shouldn't worry, mm-hmm. like, I'll be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
No, you're not going to miss it. I don't feel as though you're going to miss it this time. Okay? I do feel as though you're going to be in the right place at the right time. Okay? Because this is what the angels are working on. This is what this spirit around you is working on. Okay?
Right.
And I do feel that actually it's Grandad that's actually working on it, to be honest.
No.
But I do feel as though it's Grandad that's working on it. Because it's just, I don't know whether you'll know what he's talking about, but he wants somebody in his image. Okay. He's saying to me about somebody in his image. Would that make sense to you?
As a romance or something else?
As in what a gentleman should be.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
As
very,
in what a gentleman should be and how a gentleman should treat a lady, basically. This is what he's saying. Okay. I want you to know that he is around you. All right, darling. And he's been around you since he's been passed away. Okay. He's been around you since he's been passed away as well. But he is looking for romance for you. Okay. Okay, my darling.
Lovely. Thank you. That goes fast. Thanks.
All right.
I'll keep listening. Thanks,
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay. Right then, line 6 has disappeared, so we're going to line 7. Tanika.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
And how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. If you can hear water being drunk in the background, it's my dog. She's having a drink. She's just come upstairs and she's got a water bowl. Come on then, if you come in. Come on then, if you come in. There you go. Lay down then. Sorry about that, Tamika. Lay down. Good girl. Right, she's just jumped up on me. How can I help anyway, sweetheart?
My question is, I have 3 children that should be moving out of my home by the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
And I want to put my house on the market to sell. And I want to move to another city to be with my boyfriend.
Right, okay.
Do you see that this will go, is everything going to be aligned?
I do feel it is going to be, I do feel as though it is going to be aligned, okay. I'm also feeling that you've got a sense, you've got a spirit around you, sweetheart, okay. You've got a spirit around you, okay. But I do feel as though one of the children are not exactly up to moving, or there's somebody not exactly wanting to move. Would that make sense?
Yeah, because he doesn't have anywhere to go, but he's 19 and he will not find a job And
right, okay. Okay. All right, sweetheart. It is up to you. It is up to you whether you take him with you or make him find a job and basically stand on his own two feet. Would that make sense?
Yes, he's going to stand on his own two feet.
Right, okay. You've got to listen to what your intuition's telling you as well, okay? You've got to listen to what your intuition's telling you as well, because I'm being told that there's something inside of you that's a bit nervous or a bit unsettled about something. Would that make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay, because this is what I'm being told to tell you. Okay. Would you understand as well that you're moving to be with your boyfriend also, but you're moving to also improve your health as well? Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm very stressed out here. In my home, I'm very stressed out.
Yeah.
And the only
yeah.
time that I am relaxed is when I'm away.
Right, okay. Because this is what I'm being told to tell you, sweetheart, all right? I'm being told to tell you that it will improve your health as well, okay, because obviously there's stress. But I do feel as though there's underlying health issues as well with yourself. Would that make sense?
High blood pressure, perhaps.
Maybe.
Not sure.
Yeah, this is what I'm getting. Okay. You've got to start and make a few healthier choices for yourself as well. Well, do you understand why I'm saying that?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got to understand and try and make a few more healthier choices with yourself as well. Okay. Because I do understand that yes, you are stressed out, and yes, it's causing you a lot of upset, and it's causing you a lot of high blood pressure as well. Yes, I do understand that. But there's some foods as well that you've been eating that also can contribute to your high blood pressure as well. Would that make sense at all to you?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to try and knock them foods out, sweetheart. Okay, you've got to try and knock them foods out. This is what I'm being told to tell you. Okay. And there's a question that you've been asking as well, Tamika, that I don't know what this question is, but it's going to be unlikely. Okay. The answer to that is going to be unlikely. Would you understand what question that is going to be?
I don't know at this time.
It's a situation that you've been feeling that's going to start happening as well, but I do feel as though it's going to be unlikely. Would you understand you're feeling as though somebody's going to start playing the face up and start moaning about stuff as well with you wanting to move away to your boyfriends? Would that make sense?
Okay.
Would you understand why I'm saying that?
You're saying that he will start moaning about?
It's unlikely that he will, but I do feel as though you've got a feeling as though he's going to do. Would that make sense?
Okay. And I think that once I moved there, because I moved there before, but I moved back for my kids. But once I moved back, whenever we're together, we have no problems. We have no issues, nothing.
Yeah.
So just kind of confused.
Yeah. But don't worry about him playing his face up. I don't think it's going to be I think it's going to be unlikely that he's going to do. He knows the situation that you've put down. He knows the rules that you've put down. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's unlikely that anybody's going to start. And they want basically what you want to do is what's best for yourself, okay, at the end of the day. You don't normally think about yourself, I'm being told, but I do feel as though you think about others more than yourself. Would that make sense at all?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you need to start thinking about yourself, basically. This is what I'm being told. All right. What's best for you? What's best for your health? What's best for the whole situation as well? Okay. Well, do you understand why I'm saying that?
Yeah.
Okay, because what I've got all together is, like, basically, it's your decision. You've made this decision, okay? And the decision at the end of the day is going to be yours, and you don't need to change your mind about it, okay? This is what I am being told. And I'm being told by angels, and I'm also being told by a lady spirit as well that's around you. And I do feel as though when this lady spirit was on the earth plane, to me, so I do feel as though she was a very strong lady herself. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you've just got to think about what you're doing is best for yourself, darling, okay?
Okay. But do you see my home selling pretty quickly?
It's going to take time.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tanika. Okay, what the moral is? Holly.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Good, I called in late this time. Woo!
We're running late as well.
I had a job interview this morning.
Uh-huh.
I was just seeing if you could see if they think they'll pick me.
I do feel as though it went well, Holly. Okay. I do honestly feel as though it went well. I do feel as well you need to get a bit more information. Okay. There's something that you're concerned about that you need to get a bit more information for. Would that make sense to you?
Well, on Thursday, I go over there to look at all the apartments that I'd be managing.
Okay. I do feel as though you need to get a bit more information, sweetheart. Okay, well, do you understand why I'm saying that?
The only thing I can think of is I'm getting more information Thursday.
Right, okay, well, that's going to be it then, isn't it? Okay. That's going to be it. You need to listen to your intuition as well. Listen to what your gut's telling you. Okay. So I feel as though your intuition's trying to tell you something. Not on a bad directive. I'm not saying it's going to be on a bad directive. But it's I feel as though you've got some concerns running through yourself about this interview. Would that make sense?
No.
Okay.
No, I think it went well.
Right, okay. I do feel as though it's going to go well for you, sweetheart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though it's going to go well for you. I honestly don't feel as though it's going to be the same as the other job that you're leaving or have left. All right, darling.
Yeah, no, it's different. Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. But I do feel it's going to be completely different. And I do feel as though it's going to be where you're going to be happy as well, darling. Okay, would that make sense to you? Because I get a feeling of where you had the interview today. I'm getting a feeling from yourself, Holly. I don't know whether it's a feeling or whether it's a decider or whether it's a... But I'm getting a feeling of either overwhelming or a feeling of happiness. Would that make sense?
Yes. I want to get out of here, yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't really blame you to be honestly be what you've been going through. Would that make sense as well?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. And I do still feel as though they're on your back as well, sweetheart. Would that make sense?
I don't know what you mean by that phrase.
I do feel as though they're still trying to get you to do things that you're not wanting to do. Would you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, Yeah.
That's what I mean about them being on your back. Okay. It's an English phrase.
Yeah,
it's an English phrase. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I really, really, really think you need to get away. When you get away from there, I do really think you need to pursue action, to be honest. This is what I'm getting. You've got to take action. Okay. Take action with whatever it is. All right, darling, because I feel as though, what if they're going to do it to you, they're going to do it to the new employer that they're employing that they've got. Okay. So it really needs to be nipped in the bud. It needs to be definitely nipped in the bud. Do you know what I mean? I feel as though they're not a good, they're not a lot of good people. Okay.
Yeah.
But now
that's a liar.
But to take action is not the right time. Okay. You'd be better off getting yourself settled, getting it done and get going and start thinking about the pros and cons of taking action on, and what evidence have I got? How can I do this? How can I do that? Do you know what I mean? And I do feel as though if you take action against them, I think they'll stop what they're doing altogether. Okay. I do feel as though head office is in on it as well at some point. Would you understand why I'm saying that?
No, say that one more time.
I do feel as though you're saying you've gone to head office at one point, did you not?
Yes, yes.
And you do feel as though they're in on it as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, 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 yes.
Right, okay, because it's somebody that's crooked, obviously. Somebody that's crooked, and I mean really crooked. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, quite a few of them.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, but I do feel as though when you get settled with this new job, or when you find this new job that you're looking for, I do feel as though you need to take action against them. Would that make sense? Would that make sense to you? Okay.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah, don't stop thinking about it, okay? Don't stop thinking about it. You've been told to not stop thinking about it, okay? Because if they can do it to one, they can do it to everybody, I'm being told to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay? But you need to get in touch, because the angels are feeling a bit of a disconnection from yourself as well, okay? Since this has been going through your mind, the angels are saying to me, I've got to get you to reconnect. Would you understand why I'm being told that?
No.
Okay. Because I feel as though there's a bit of a disconnection from yourself, Holly.
I don't know what that means.
They feel as though you've been asking them what to do. You've been asking the angels for help. But they feel as though the signs that they've been sending you, sweetheart, are not connecting with yourself.
Oh, I'm missing the signs.
Yes, you're missing the signs. Okay, this is where they're saying they're feeling a bit of a disconnection from you. Would you understand why I'm saying that?
Yeah, now I know what you mean by that. That's another phrase.
Yeah, an English phrase, sorry. Sorry, it's me and my English mouth tonight. So this is why they're saying they're feeling a bit of a disconnection, because you're missing the signs. Okay?
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you.
All right, darling. No problem.
Bye.
Take care.
You too, Holly. I'll just say to Holly as well, because I know that Holly's trying to write a book there at the moment and has done before. But what Paddy's... it looks a very interesting site, that's all I can say. I don't know much about these book sites, but I do a lot of reading whenever I can. And, it's very interesting stories on there, yeah? And they encourage people to write there as well. So it's have a go. It's free to join, and then they got a premium part as well, so... I don't know anything about the premium part. Okay. Let's see where we are. Miranda.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Tina. I was wondering if you could pick up something regarding my older daughter. She recently seen someone, a friend that became a little more, but it didn't last too long, but they're still communicating. And since that, they sort of broke up, but like I said, they're still communicating. And recently, a friend of mine had asked me if I could give them my daughter's number because they know she's available and they have someone in mind, like a nephew. So I asked my daughter and she said yes, but I'm not sure whether they're communicating because suddenly she had to go out of town to help a friend. I'm just wondering if you pick up anything, like, is she talking with the other guy?
Right.
Is she giving him a chance?
Okay. All right, darling, let me.
Because I didn't like the first guy she was actually dating, the one she broke up with.
Right, okay. The first thing I've got is no need to worry. Okay, Miranda, mm-hmm. There's no need to worry.
Okay.
I think his daughter has got a very good head on her shoulders.
Okay.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. Well, it's a girl
mm-hmm.
thing normally, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do honestly feel if she is talking to somebody, sweetheart, you need to get a bit more information so you can, not necessarily, so you could judge for yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you could judge mm-hmm. for yourself. I'd get a bit more information about it. Okay. But I do feel as well that your daughter's going through some things at this precise minute as well. Would that make sense?
Going through... I don't know.
She's going through some sort of maybe a confusion or there's some sort of something playing on her mind. Would that make sense at all to you?
Yeah, it would be around that guy that she just sort of was dating.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm sure she's still confused about him.
So, because mm-hmm. I've got no need to worry, but I've got also in the same lines, I've got not the right time for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As I say, if she is talking to somebody, you need to get more information from her. Okay. I do feel as though it's not the right time for her to be talking to somebody since she's just broken up with this other guy, because I do feel as though she is confused about this other guy, and I do actually feel as though this other guy is the one that's doing the confusing, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
What I'm getting is the other guy is doing the confusing, which is messing your daughter's mind up. Okay. I don't know whether to you she seems confused about everything or you're getting a lot of I don't knows or maybes or hardly any conversation whatsoever. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think at this precise minute it's the right time for her to be talking to anybody else as well. Okay. But if she is talking to somebody else, you need to get some more information on the guy that she's talking to as well.
I do know. I know a little about him. He seems like a decent guy from what I've been told. I just don't know whether she's giving him a chance because she did have that recent breakup, although it didn't last long. Like, they didn't date for very long. So I don't think it's a big deal for her to actually be open and receptive to meeting someone else and communicating with someone else. Because it wasn't a long-term relationship.
This is where the get more information comes in, sweetheart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the get more information comes in. You need to get a bit more information of what he's really like and how he's been talking to her, how he's been treating her. Okay. Because I still feel as though there's a sense of confusion with her as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, of course there is. Yeah.
And then you might find at one time that the timing's going to be perfect for her. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She needs to sit and really consider and sit and think about what she's doing and what she wants from life as well. Okay. Because I don't feel as though she understands or knows what she wants from life as well. Would that seem fair enough to you?
I guess so.
Yeah. Because this is the things that I'm getting from her, okay? Through your energy, this is what I'm getting from her. I feel as though she's saying to you some of the time, telling you not to worry. Obviously, it's the mum's job to worry about things and what's going on with the children. I can actually feel you on that one. I can actually feel you on that one because I worry about my kids all the time. But this is what you've got to think about, what you've got to consider, what's going on inside of her mind. Would you understand why I'm saying this?
Yeah. I mean, my thing is, like I said, I didn't, from what we know, we didn't like the first guy she was dating. And, and they had an argument, and they sort of broke up, but it's like they're still communicating because she's the type of person that just doesn't, when she gets close to someone, she doesn't just break it off. She likes to try and remain friends. You know, she's just sensitive that way. But I'm just wondering, like, whether you think she's actually giving the other guy a chance. Like, I did pass on the number to the other guy with her permission. So I'm assuming he got in touch with her. So I was just wondering, I haven't talked to her about it because I'm trying to give her some space, but actually I was curious, and I was wondering if you picked up anything, whether she was actually, like, in communication with the new guy, you know, whether she's giving him a shot, you know, and talking to him or texting him.
I do feel as though she's in communication with the new guy, but I do feel as though she's been very vague. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm getting vague. I'm getting sense of vagueness coming from her. Okay. Obviously, because she's just broke up with this other guy and she maybe doesn't want to get hurt again. But I am getting a sense of vagueness with her.
All right. Well, I can only hope for the best.
You can.
That new guy does seem sound nice from what we've been told. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
At this stage, ladies and gents, I'm going to say to Tina, how long do you want to carry on, Tina? Because I think we can only fit two more in, we have got...
And how many have we got?
Well, there is six people left in the talk here. So, yeah, exactly.
okay.
It's really up to you, yeah?
We can do the... I'll do the two tonight, Ken, because I've got a very busy day in front of me tomorrow, and I don't want to be knackered, to be perfectly honest.
Right. Okay. So we're not going to be able to fit you all in, then, ladies and gents. So we've got time for just another two, unfortunately. Okay. Vanel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, and thank y'all for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I help?
Okay, I was calling about a next-door neighbor. He helped my boyfriend, first of all. He had passed away a few years ago, and my next-door neighbor, he was helping him with things before he had passed away. And I've been noticing for months now that my next-door neighbor, I mean, I don't talk to him all the time, but I noticed that, you know, it seems like his health has been going downhill a lot. And, you know, a little while ago he went in the ambulance again. And lately he's going in the ambulance, or somebody would take him to the hospital. And I can't help but wonder if I don't really want to go there, but I can't really help but wonder if he's really declining until he's no longer going to be here.
The only suggestion I could probably put towards you is that you go and ask him direct, okay? You ask him direct. Just say, I'm worried about you because I've seen the wind of ambulances coming outside the house. Do you want to tell me what's going on? If he's a real trusted neighbour, sweetheart, I'm sure he'd be receptive to your questions, okay?
I did talk to him one time, and he told me that there's supposed to be some kind of a heart problem that he has and some medicine he's taking. And I think like he might be monitored or something when he's taking some kind of medicine, but it just seems like, you know, his hospital trips have been getting more and more frequent, but to the point like it's an emergency even late at night or the wee early morning hours. And you know, that's why I was wondering if he's, you know, really declining to the point of, you know, him leaving. And my boyfriend, you know, I wonder if he's seeing all this going on. And
your boyfriend is seeing it all going on, okay. He does have other people around. Your next door neighbor does have other people around him as well, okay. He's got healing angels around him. He's got angels of some sort of another sort of, I'd say, watching over him. He's got other angels watching over him as well. Did you say your boyfriend had passed away, sweetheart?
Yeah, he passed away about 2 years ago in March.
Yeah.
His name was Charles.
He is watching over him, sweetheart. He is watching over him. Because I feel as though your boyfriend felt as though he was a very good trusted neighbour and a very good trusted friend. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, he's definitely watching over him. He says, he's here with me and he's saying to me, please don't worry. He says, I'm watching over him as well. But if you do have concerns, you might be best off just going to ask him, see if there's anything he needs help with. Would that make sense?
Also, I forgot to mention other neighbors be coming over to check on him. I guess to make sure that he's not going to have to go to the hospital anytime soon.
Yeah.
But it's quite a bit of touch and go. I was wondering about that. And also, just like one of the previous callers was saying how much he was stressed out about things and moving and things like that. I'm kind of being under... being put under a lot of pressure from the person that owns this place, and I'm trying to find another place to move to, and I'm hoping to you know, get a house, but by what I could afford to pay every month, because I'm on disability, you know, which is Social Security.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that I can get a house. I heard of programs that for people with disabilities, they could get a house based on their income and disability, and I'm hoping that that's going to work out for me hopefully soon.
I can see that working out for you, sweetheart, okay. You've got to get a lot of proof of your disabilities as well, though, okay, so they can find the house that best suits yourself, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They will need a lot of proof of your disabilities, like doctor's letters and maybe consultant letters if you're under the hospital, or of how much you get as well on your disability. So basically what they can do is just say, look around for the house that's best suited for yourself and make all the adaptations that's needed. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Your boyfriend's going to be influencing that as well.
Great.
Yeah.
He's going to always be around me until I'm ready to cross over and we do
of course he is. Of course he is. He's always going to be around you. I mean, I do feel as though you was together for quite some time as well. Okay. He said at one point there were some times where he actually felt as though he was married to you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's a lovely gentleman. I must admit, he is a very lovely gentleman. A very lovely gentleman. And I don't think he's not going to leave you anytime soon, to be honest. You was there... I feel as though you was there when he passed away. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
It happened very fast and sudden, and it was very heartbreaking to me.
Yeah. He still says you look at the picture of you both together, there's a picture that you've got of both of you together. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay. You still look at the picture of you both together, he's saying to me. And he's saying also that he absolutely adores you, and he is actually proud of you the way that you're carrying on as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. But you do need to sort the, you do see, he said even if it's just an apartment that you go for or accept through this thing as well, would you understand why he's saying that? He feels as though an apartment could be more satisfying for you.
Well, I guess because of all the pressure I'm getting, I guess he said, I guess that means to him that I should try to leave as soon as I can.
Yeah, okay, thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
Okay, and thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you.
Well, that's it, ladies and gents, for this one. We've run right out of time. We've got no time for any more for this show. So do join us for the next show there on Wednesday evening with Chris. Tim is back with us on Tuesday next, so we look forward to that one. Okay, thank you again, Tina.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, now. Okay, right. So that wraps it up for this one then, ladies and gents. Chris with me tomorrow evening. Chris Garcia. And we don't have Bryn this week. Bryn had a bit of an accident where he had to go in for surgery for his teeth. And he had to go back again this week for more surgery. So we don't have Bryn on Thursday. So three shows for you this week. Stick around because Chris is up twice. Wednesday, tomorrow and Friday, and then we jump one day to Kerry on Sunday. Yeah? So thank you all for being here. Good night and God bless to you all.